USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An autopsy conducted Tuesday confirmed the body found submerged in a vehicle at Prosser Creek Reservoir north of Lake Tahoe, California, is that of missing teenager Kylie Rodney. The case is now considered a fatal traffic accident. Former Louisville Metro Police Detective Kelly Hanna Goodlett pled guilty Tuesday to one count of conspiracy to violate the civil rights of Breonna Taylor for helping falsify an affidavit for the search of her apartment that ended in her death in March of 2020. Breonna's mother, Tamika Palmer, after the plea.
Breonna made a post that said, "Take me to a place that I can't even imagine."
Wow. Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican from Florida, will face Democrat challenger Rebecca Jones, a fired Florida Health Department data scientist that was criminally charged for hacking into a state database without authorization. She denies the claims. USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
Some Baltimore voters are now getting their 2020 ballots.
More than two dozen Baltimore voters received their 2020 election ballots earlier this month after the U.S. Postal Service discovered a tray of undelivered mail nearly 2 years too late. According to Just the News, the Baltimore City Board of Elections is working to figure out why the ballots were delivered late. President Biden won the heavily Democrat city by a landslide, about 8 votes to every 1 cast for then-President Donald Trump. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
As part of the Artemis 1 mission set to launch on August 29th, the Space Launch System, the most powerful rocket ever built, will eventually catapult the Orion spacecraft further into space than any human-built vehicle intended to carry astronauts. The late August SLS mission will be carrying a secondary payload, a series of shoebox-sized satellites. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
The National Football League is working to get Thursday night football as popular as Monday night.
Amazon and DirecTV are signing a deal that will air Thursday night football in bars and restaurants. DirecTV for Business provides content to over 300,000 bars, restaurants, casinos, and hotels. The deal will start this Thursday when the San Francisco 49ers take on the Houston Texans in Week 3 of the preseason. Amazon's Thursday night football makes its regular season debut during Week 2 when the Los Angeles Chargers travel to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Biden administration, after the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal, has many Americans weary of their ability on foreign affairs. Now the administration wants to deal with the mostly lying regime of Iran. Representative Michael McCaul, the Republican from Texas on Newsmax, has a problem with the Biden administration reinstating the Iran nuclear deal in the coming months.
Keep the sanctions on, keep the pressure up, but we've seen before this type of deal doesn't really work, and I think, again, going back to the IAEA, which is an objective, independent body, they've lied to us with these 3 undisclosed locations where they found uranium particles, and yet they want that to be buried in this deal and never inspected or investigated again.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.